Amen. 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 God is good all the time, and all the time, God is great. Okay, I'm going to try it on this side. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is great. Y'all better not let them out praise y'all over here. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is great. Now, all together, God is good, God is great, God is great, and God is good. Oh, come on, give the Lord a hand of clap of praise. Amen. He is worthy to be praised on this morning. Amen, amen, amen. I am just so blessed to be here on today. Amen. In the land of the living. I'm just grateful that last night was not my last night. Oh, come on. Somebody else got that testimony. I'm glad that last night was not my last night. Amen. But he seemed fit for me to be here another day. And for that, I give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen. Amen. Listen, before I get into the word of God, because there is a great word on today, amen, I got to acknowledge some folk that's in the building. I got to acknowledge some folk that's in the building, amen. So if I gave you an invitation, could you please stand, please? Could you please stand? Come on, y'all, don't be shy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Miss Skelton, please. You and your husband, please stand. Thank you. Please stand. Come on, yeah. Come on. Thank you. Thank you all so much for coming, all right? Thank you all so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule just to come hear little old me, amen? Amen. I'm just grateful to be here, amen. This great pastor of this church, amen, Arthur Duren. Thank you so much for this opportunity, amen. God bless you to all of the ministers, amen. Yesterday we had a great time celebrating my sister, De'Erica, amen. She turned 50 on the same day as my wife. Amen. So happy birthday to you again. She had an amazing birthday party. Amen. And it was just really, really grown. Amen. I loved it. It was just really grown. I liked it. Amen. Amen. But God is good. And today we're going to have a word of God. I'm going to have my son come on up here and get my prop together. Y'all know how I get down. Come on. Come on up here. Little Rio. Amen. Scripture text for today will be coming from Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew, the 13th chapter. And if you guys are familiar with the Bible, Jesus was telling some things called parables. Amen. And the parable is just a short earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Amen. Amen. So he would say some things that just kind of didn't really make sense, but it made sense because you have to really tap into the word. Amen. Amen. You have to really tap into the word. You have to lock in. Amen. Word reads this, Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, New Living Translation. It says, here is another story told by Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seeds in his field. But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away. Verse 26 says, when the crops began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. 27, the farmer's worker went to him and said, sir, the field where you planted that good seed is full of weeds. Where did they come from? An enemy has done this, the farmer explained. Should we pull out the weeds, they asked? No, he replied, you'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles, and burn them and put them, the wheat, in the barn. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for your word, the bread of life. I thank you, God, for just always, always being faithful in our life. Lord God, right now I ask, Father, that your word would go forth to your people, Lord God, that they would grab something, Father, that they would just thirst and hunger over your word, Father, that they would devour your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remove me from myself and download yourself with inside of this word, God. in the mighty name of Jesus, that someone would get it, Father, and that it would change their life, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Before I get started to go in, we are looking for drivers. Amen. We are looking for drivers, man, for men's ministry. Amen. So if you got an active driver's license, I know your heart is in the right place if you got an expired one. But if you got an active driver's license, I need you to see Brother Johnny Bankhead after service, amen, because we can use your service, amen. Amen. Everyone in here is a servant for the Lord, amen, and we can use your service, amen. So if you have an active driver's license, amen, I want you to see Brother Johnny Bankhead after service, amen. Amen. I want you right here. Plug me in right here. All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get it. All right. Before we get deep, I want to ask you a real question. How many of y'all hate the mornings? Anybody? Yeah, yeah. Some of y'all hate the morning. Be like, man, the alarm clock going off. Beep, 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 beep. Now you mad at the alarm clock hitting snooze. And you like, man, what in the world, man? Now you mad at the alarm clock because you woke up late. Or your phone going off, and you like, man, I don't know who in the world is texting me this early in the morning. But then you look at the phone, and you realize it's noon. You like, oh man, I done overslept. I've just been sleeping in. Hey man, now that's funny when we're talking about sleeping. You know, in the morning, but it's not funny when we're talking about being spiritually asleep. So if I had to, we're going to talk today. You got it? We're going to talk today about why you're sleeping. While you are sleeping, Christ is still working. While you are sleeping, Christ is still working. Amen. I got to get my bed blown up because I'm going to sleep. You're going to deflate. We need to inflate. There we go. Perfect. While you are sleeping, Christ is still working. Amen. The scripture just taught us that there were some things that was going on in the word to where the farmer had planted some great seeds right on the field. And then some things started to happen. And I don't know about y'all, but I like to work in the yard. I do. I like to work in the yard. I get that from my mama. Okay? If y'all ride past on 5th Street in the summertime, she got flowers galore. Some of the biggest flowers you ever see, actually. All right? But listen, what we cannot stand to see is some weeds. Amen? Some weeds. And what happens with the weeds, man, is the weeds will overcome and choke out your garden. They will choke out the good stuff. That's what the job of the weeds is. They'll choke out all of your beautiful flowers, your vegetations, you know, your tomatoes, your cucumbers, all of that. They'll just take it on over. Okay? But listen, too many times we wake up confused. Too many times we wake up and we don't know what's going on. It's coming, y'all. Don't worry about it. I ain't got one of them expensive ones to where they just poof like that, okay? Hopefully this can hold my big self. I ain't even tried it out. And I don't want to hear nobody talking about, oh, he's trifling, he ain't putting no sheets on it. For the sake of time, because my mama taught me right, for the sake of time, you going to see me sit on this naked bed with no sheets, no pillowcase, no protector on the mattress and all of that, okay? All right, so I want to see y'all in the comments going for me, okay? Here we go. While you are sleeping, Christ is still working. Matthew 13, verses 25, it reads, "But that night, as the workers slept, the enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, and then he slipped away." Now pause. Jesus didn't say why they were drunk. He didn't say why they were rebellious, why they was out smoking weed. He didn't say why they was out there wilding out. He said while they were sleeping. Listen, meaning nothing looked wrong. Everything felt normal. Nobody sounded the alarm. That's what the enemy does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not going to make an announcement. I'm coming. I'm coming to plant some seeds, some weeds. He never said, I'm finna get ready to come and destroy your life. Nah. While you sleeping, he coming to plant some weeds in your garden. Now we're going to get deeper. But here you go. If you don't decide what grows in your life, something else will decide for you. If you don't decide what's going to grow in your life, something else will decide for you. Okay, here it goes. If we can't say, Christ, I'm going to surrender myself to you, give my all to you, the devil just saying, okay, I got you. You want somebody to fill your life? I'm going to fill it for you. I'm going to fill it with all type of things. Toxic relationships, bad marriages, kids acting up. I'm going to fill it with all kind of stuff just so I can keep your attention while you are sleeping. Here we go. You don't have to invite the weeds. You just have to stop paying attention. You ain't gotta even invite them. All you gotta do is just be in your comfort zone. Just be comfortable for a while. Here we go. I got a couple points. Point number one, good people fall asleep too. Good people fall asleep too. For those who are taking notes, go ahead and take your notes. I want you to go back and look at this. Terry, I'll come and make sure to turn it off because I don't want it to explode. All right? But make sure it's pumped up all the way because this is 295 pounds finna sit on this thing. All right? Bless him, Lord. Bless him. Just turn it off. He said he'll be a weight bearer, didn't he? Amen. Here we go. Good people fall asleep too. Matthew 13 and 24, we're going to dive into this scripture. It says, here is another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. Let's be clear, okay? This was a good field. The farmer was good. The seeds was good. There wasn't no bad people. The soil was good that Pastor talked about last week. You are the soil. We got to remember that, okay? Listen, because good people will what? They will fall asleep. There wasn't bad people. You can love God and still drift off. I promise you can. You can be saved and still snooze. You can be gifted and still lazy spiritually. Salvation is not a sleeping pill. Here we go. Some of y'all think just because you prayed in 2012 that you can cruise in 2026. I told the men's ministry this morning, 2026 is going to be my year that I stop being a lazy Christian. Ouch. You ain't got to say it, but I'm going to say it for you. 2026, God has been so good to you that you're still a lazy Christian. That you barely want to open up your word. You barely want to wake up in the morning and give him some time. Lazy. But you want God to do something for you. Lazy Christians. If it ain't you, don't worry about it. If it ain't you, don't worry about it. Okay? If it ain't you, don't worry about it. We lazy. We scrolling our phone all day. We look at what they doing on Instagram all night long. I'm talking about just on that mug. We in there all night long. Scrolling, talking about folks, laughing at videos. We lazy. But we want to take that same energy and put it into the word of God. You know how I know? Because every time you open up a Bible, you go to yawning. Y'all ain't got to tell me I ain't tell the truth. I promise you I'm telling the truth. I heard Brother Zach say this morning, he told a brother, he said he was struggling with his sleep. Tossing and turning every night. He said, you want to get some good sleep medicine? All you got to do is open up the Bible and watch what's going to happen. He said that brother slept like a baby. Listen, but we lazy, man. We lazy because we are spiritually asleep. We walking around here spiritually asleep. And while you're spiritually asleep, the devil is planting weeds in your garden. Oh, you know how I know? Because some of y'all can't get right when you get up. You got that can't get right. Too many things is happening. You know how I know? Because you come to church, but you still act the same. Yeah, I said it. You come to church, you come to Bible study, you leave, you hear a great sermon, and then you go out there and do the same thing that you was doing before you came to church. Spiritually, sleep. But I'm here to let you know that while you're sleeping, God is still working on your behalf. He's still working on your behalf. Here we go. Point number two, the enemy is quiet on purpose. He's quiet on purpose. Again, he's never going to ring the alarm to tell you what he's coming to destroy. Your marriage, your kids, your household. Listen, the devil is even ready to slip back in through the back door, through the cracks that you leave open. Yeah. Listen. Listen, you ain't even got to open up the door for him. All you got to do is leave the door cracked just a little bit. That's it. Because guess what? If he done delivered you from some things and you've been delivered, I promise you I know about it. He will make those things resurface. Familiar smells. Familiar music that you used to listen to. Okay, I ain't preaching to y'all today. Y'all can't be real. We can't be 100. We can't be real. Because that's all he needs is just a little bit. All he needs for you to do is be asleep. And I'm not talking about physically sleep. I'm not talking about laying in the bed. That's the point I want y'all to understand. We ain't talking about laying in the bed. That's not what I'm talking about. I just brought this bed because I thought it was going to be, you know, comfortable. All right? I just use it as a prop. That's not what I'm talking about. We are walking around here right now. Many of y'all are in this church right now, in this sanctuary, spiritually asleep. And wondering why you're going through hell every day of your life. Because Christ is telling you, I need you to wake up. Now, I don't know about y'all. My wife know, my mother know. Since I've been a kid, I used to talk in my sleep all the time. I'm talking about, I don't even know. You wake me up, I might say, strawberry banana ice cream smoothie, something like that. One of those, I done pass it down to my kids. Like they be, I'd be like, what in the world is that? Do I hear somebody talking in the middle of the night? You're supposed to be asleep. But they just sleeping, right? But you ever just been woke up? Somebody just tell you, wake up. My wife did it all the time. Probably because I'm snoring. But she'd kick me. I'm just like, why you kick me? And she'd say something like, you wasn't breathing. And I said, oh, man, that's some real stuff. Okay? That's some real stuff. But I was sleeping good. I thought I was sleeping good. Okay? I thought I was sleeping good till you kicked me. Well, she said, listen, she said, this is what she said. She said, I don't sleep heavy because I want to make sure you're okay. You missed the message in that. So many times we are still spiritually sleeping. God said, listen, I can't rest. I can't take the day off because I got to make sure that you are straight. I'm over here putting out fires. I'm over here making sure that guitar is good. I'm over here making sure that Miss Richards is good. Listen, he's everywhere at the same time. He got to make sure that you are straight. That's why he can't slumber nor sleep. But we still going to be some lazy Christians. Because while you are snoozing, while you're sleeping, living your best life, God is still working on your behalf. Now notice this strategy. There is no noise. There's no fight. There's no drama. The enemy usually destroys lives with chaos. He uses comfort, distractions, familiar sin. Ooh-wee. Some familiar sin. Again, you'd have been delivered for some things, and he's waiting to bring them things right back up. Yeah, you know, come on, y'all. Y'all know. You done got out of a relationship. And you took everything for you to get out of that relationship. And then he just still come on around. And for some reason, he looked good, smelled better than he did. She looked better. She got that new one on. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It'd be the devil working to try to keep you distracted. Because he know that if he know that if he bring that person back into your life, you can't do what God has called you to do. You can't do, listen, you can't move on the work that God has called you to do. Listen, so he used familiar sins and comfort. Comfortability. Here we go. Let's talk about that for a second. I'm at church, so, I mean, it's the best they're going to get for me. I do come to church. I do pay my tithes. Sometimes I do come to Bible study. Sometimes. Just sometimes. But we want God to bless us all the time. All the time we want a blessing from God. Listen, we be too comfortable sitting on these pews. Somebody asks you to do something, you got an attitude. I don't know why they asked me to do this. They want me to stand up here and be up here with officers for offering? They want me to greet somebody at the door with a smile. Comfortability. We comfortable with just coming in here. We comfortable with just this. Let me sit on in the back so nobody sees me. So they don't pick on me to say, hey, could you come up here and read a scripture for the word of God to his people? Could you come up here and pray? That's asking for too much. But every single day we expect for God to wake us up in the morning. Every single day we expect for him, when we look at our children, for them to be well. We expect for when we look at our bank account that our money is overflowing. We expect that from God. But what about what he expect from you? No, we can't do that. We can't do it because we spiritually sleep. We knocked out. Knocked out. Knocked out. Here we go. Reality check. The enemy didn't say he wants you to leave God. He said, just miss prayer today. Skip church this week. Take some more hours at work. You tired. God understands. These are all the thoughts that he'll plant those. He'll plant those right there. You say, oh, that overtime do sound good. I could use an extra more. I could use a couple more dollars. I could use a couple more dollars. It sound good. Can't go to church this week, man. You know, the Lions playing. I got to, you know, Pastor Durham, I'm going to be in church, you know, to 12:45. They play all that one. So I got to go home, make sure I get my nachos and stuff ready, you know. But this is what we do. We make excuses for everything that happens has to do with the Lord. Have y'all noticed that? But listen, that same energy we put into the work. We going to work on time. Listen, we going to stay. They told us to stay a whole week straight. We staying for a couple extra dollars. But God say, listen, I need you to go out here and pray on the corn out there in front of chicken coop. We can't do that. Because guess what? Somebody going to see me. Somebody going to see me. Somebody know what I used to do. Or probably what I'm still doing. Probably what I'm still doing. Listen, get to the point in our lives, man, where you stop hitting snooze. Stop hitting snooze. Get on up and do the work of God. Because as I look around this church, I'm looking at you and you looking at me. So that means that God has been good to you. That means that God has been so good to you that he woke you up this morning and said, let me put some clothes on you. Let me feed you a little bit. Let me put you in a vehicle. It may not be the vehicle that you want, but listen, let me put you in a vehicle. You got a little gas in your car, and let me safely let you get to church. Here we go. Here we go. Point number three, weeds look like wheat at first. The weeds look like wheat at first. Yeah, they're very similar. Look just alike. Watch this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 26 says, when the crops began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. I promise y'all, in my garden, me and my wife, we were so busy this year, y'all, we couldn't even do our garden this past summer, y'all. We normally do tomatoes and all type of little stuff, right? And we got well water, okay? And I don't know what it is about the water that God created from the earth, But you put some well water on some vegetation and see how fast it grow. That's all I'm gonna say. And what happened is, man, you know, so this year, man, we didn't really, you know, pick all our weeds and all that little stuff, man. So we just kind of let everything grow together, just like in the story. And I said, well, where the tomatoes at? Where the cucumbers at? They right in the weeds. And guess what? The weeds choked them out because the weeds was getting the water, the same type of nourishment. Uh-oh. The weeds was getting the same type of nourishment that the vegetation, the wheat was getting. Yeah. So in the story, he said, we're gonna let them grow together, and then we're gonna, when they get up to age to where we're gonna harvest them, then we're gonna pull out the weeds. Then we're gonna pull out the weeds. Okay? Now watch this. We wondering why so many things are happening in our life and we still coming to church. Y'all know how I know? Watch this. It's praise and worship time. Come on, come on, come on. All over the church. Right, Sister Onika be up here hype. Ready to go. And we just still sitting like, oh, they about to make me stand up again? Dr. Briggs and already had us standing up. We about to stand up. Pastor Durham about to have us. We got a vision statement. Oh, we got to do Bible affirmation again. We standing up again. We lazy Christians. We lazy, lazy Christians. I'm going to tell you this. Listen. He said, if you don't praise me, I'm going to let the rocks cry out. Oh, come on, man. Come on. But I don't know about y'all, but no rock don't know how good God been to me. I don't know how else to explain this, but there is no rock, there is no person in here that know how good God has been to me. So I don't need you to praise God for me. I don't need you to praise God for me. Because every second I can, I'm going to give him praise because I know what he's done for me. I know where he brought me from. I know how many ways he done changed in my life. So many times for years, man, I was spiritually asleep, getting up here preaching. Spiritual sleep. Until God said, listen, I need you to wake up, son. There is work to be done. There is work to be done. I need you to wake up. There's so much work to be done. You want to know why our neighborhoods is the way they are? Because we spiritually sleep. This world is in shambles. You know why? Because we spiritually sleep. Anytime you can take Christ out of the school district, we spiritually sleep. And wondering why there's so much chaos in the world today. Wondering why we got young folks fighting older folks. Daughters turning on their mothers. Sons going against their fathers. No respect for the elders. We spiritually sleep. Here we go. Weeds don't just show up with a warning sign. They all show up normal, familiar, acceptable. That's why people say, I didn't know that I had stopped even praying. I didn't know that my heart changed. I didn't recognize myself anymore because the weeds had set in. The weeds had got on in there and started manifesting themselves into your life. The weeds did while you were sleeping. Sleep didn't happen overnight. It happened slowly. Yeah, because you used to be on fire for the Lord. Yeah, you used to be on fire for the Lord. You know when you first started, nobody could stop you. When you first got baptized, nobody couldn't stop you. You said, for God I live, for God I die. I'm in this mud. We in church. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Right? And then some things start happening in your life. You start missing a couple Sundays. You start praying like you used to. You start falling asleep spiritually. You start rocking yourself spiritually asleep. Because you say, you know what, listen, God knows my heart. We use that line all the time. And for real, God does know your heart. He does. He really does know your heart. But he also knows that you are taking advantage of it as well. Listen, because Christ know your heart, the weeds know your heart too. They know your heart too. They know that if we just slip a little more money in that in the equation, they'll miss a couple more Sundays. We comfortable. It feel good to go to Baptist bedside, what is it called? Bedside Baptist. Don't it feel good? Uh-huh. Bedside Baptist. Boy, listen, I'm telling you. Look, listen. The online church, man, is one of the biggest churches ever. Because people can just tune in with their bonnet on and still smelling like last night. I'm just saying. And we think, and that's just being a lazy Christian. We ain't got enough praise in our body to say, let me get dressed, let me get myself together, let me go into the house of the Lord. Listen, for those who are watching online, I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just a messenger. If you have to watch online, God bless you. That's you. But that's for me and my household. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Whatever that looks like, how many days that got to be, listen, we're going to serve the Lord. Because God has, listen, he ain't never been slept on me. He ain't never lazily woke me up. He ain't never lazily blessed me. Have anybody in here ever got a lazy blessing? Raise your hand. Lazy blessing, anybody? Lazy blessing. I'll give you $100. Anybody a lazy blessing? A lazy blessing? Anybody? A lazy blessing from the Lord? Nobody. There's a point I'm trying to make. Watch this. Listen, we expect the best from Christ. So why not give him our best? Why not give him our best? When we pray, why not pray our best? When we read, why not? Listen, I cannot make this up. I had both my shoulders done. 1 year in between each other. My first shoulder I had, I was down way longer because they had to shave off some sprees and all that stuff off my back. I wanted to lift my arm. I was looking at my arm like, why you ain't lifting? Okay, it was like that real, okay? Now watch this, though. God would wake me up at 3 a.m. I cannot make this up. My wife is right here. He would wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it was. And my wife said, babe, maybe he's trying to tell you something. You need to pray to him. And I said, man, I'm tired. So the first night I'm laying in the bed. Oh, yeah, my bed deflated now. First night I laid in the bed. I'm still laying down. God, whatever it is that you need. Listen, that's real though. I was praying to God at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was the first couple nights. I just laid in the bed like I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him. Right? He did this for almost a week. I cannot make this up. Same time every single day. Okay? Like I had somewhere to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know about y'all, but I don't like being woke up out of my sleep. It don't feel good. Sometimes if you really need your rest, your body will let you know that you need your rest. You feel a little sick. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying to go back to sleep, and I'm lazily talking to God, and I'm lazily praying, and I'm lazily doing some things, and I'm saying, God, and falling back to sleep. But God showed me that after 2 days, he said, I need you to get up out the bed, and I need you to fall on your knees, and I need you to acknowledge me. I need you to acknowledge me and what I've done for you. Y'all don't know because y'all ain't never been through nothing. Y'all don't know because you're too cute. You got it made. You got everything handed to you. But I don't know about y'all, man. But I done been through some things in my life that I wasn't supposed to come back from. That I wasn't supposed to come back from. But my God said, listen, all I need you to do is get up, stop being lazy, and acknowledge me. Put me first. Because My whole life, for years, I was spiritually asleep. Because I thought it was just a thing just to get up there behind the sacred desk and just read some scriptures and tell a couple jokes and tell God's word. Until I started seeing some things that wasn't shifting in my life. Some things were not shifting in my life. And I said, God, I'm praying to you. I'm going to church. I'm preaching your word. But your lifestyle ain't changing. Your lifestyle ain't changing. Now, you do whatever you want to do. You can go home and smoke pounds of weed whenever you get home. That's you. Go drink a whole fifth of Don Julio. Go ahead. I'm just being real. And pray and see if your life changes. I'm not saying that he can't use you, because he can use whoever he wants to. But until you surrender, until you say, God, I give you my whole life, you're going to continue to keep stumping around in dirt and mud and poop and all type of stuff because you don't want to change your life. Because you don't want to surrender your life. Because you are a lazy Christian that spiritually sleep. While you are sleeping. Here we go. Point number four. God saw it before you did. God saw it before you did. Okay, Matthew chapter 13, verses 28 through 30. It says, an enemy has done this. The farmer explained. Should we pull out the weeds, they asked. No, he replied. You'll uproot the wheat if you do. You'll uproot the wheat if you pull up the weeds right now. So what God is saying is that he's working as well. Yeah, he's working as well. You ever notice this? You ever notice how you went through so much in your life and you was about to get ready to fall, but you did fall and something was right there to catch you? You didn't fall to your death. You didn't fall to the end of life. You didn't fall all the way to where nobody knew who you was, because God was working while you were sleeping. Yeah, we talked about the plans that the devil had, but God got some plans too. He got some plans too, because while you were sleeping spiritually and the devil was throwing them weeds on in your garden, he was watering your garden. He said, yep, come on, my child. I know in the next couple years you're finna get ready to need this, so this needs to be strong enough right now. Let me fertilize it. Let me give it a little sunshine. Let me go ahead and build you up so you can withstand what's coming for you. I always think about seen and unseen. When I think about seen and unseen, my mind say, wow, Lord, I don't want to know what was unseen for me. I don't want to know what was unseen for me, because I see what was for me. But I'm so grateful that no weapon formed against me. I'm so grateful that no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Now, I know you're saying, well, some weapons that formed against me before. Yeah, I know that's what you're thinking. Some weapons that formed against me before. So I don't want to hear what you got to say. They probably going to be saying this in the comments, okay? But I want y'all to listen to me very closely, okay? The weapons tried to form. The weapons tried to form. You allowed, because you looked at it and you seen that weapon come, you said, oh, no. I wasn't ready. I seen it coming. That's what you saw it, but you didn't want to see. You're like, no, Lord, right? But God said, I just gave you a glimpse of what it was going to be. But I didn't let it form. I didn't let you go through a divorce. I didn't let you get back in that toxic relationship. I didn't let your kids cuss you out. You just saw it start to spiral, and then you got a little scared. Listen. Get to the point in our lives, brothers and sisters, man, where we acknowledge God and say, God, listen, I know I'm going through this right now. I know I'm going through this right now, but I'm gonna count it all joy. I'm gonna count it all joy. Listen, when I was a kid, man, I used to find myself complaining about some stuff, y'all. My sisters, they here, so they can contest it. They always said I was a spoiled one, because I never got a whooping, they said. I remember getting a whooping, I ain't gonna lie. couple times, maybe once, maybe twice in my whole life. But anyway, but listen, listen, what I'm saying to y'all is that, listen, watch this. What happens is, man, too many times in our life, man, we go through some things and we complain and we say, God, God, why is this happening to me? Why do I gotta be the one that go through it? Why is everybody always doing this to me? Why can't I get a good man? Why can't I get a good woman? Why my bank account look like this? Why I gotta be going paycheck to paycheck? Lord, why can't I find a good job? We find ourselves complaining about every little thing. Lord God, I didn't want to eat ramen noodles tonight. I want to eat ripe ribeye steak. But God said, did I not feed you? Did you not make it to work? Did you not get a job? Your pantry may not be full, but don't you got a couple canned goods in there? I did feed you. I still provided for you. I didn't let your lights get cut off. I didn't let the water get turned off in the wintertime. Nobody ever been through that, though. Never been through that. Listen, watch this. All I know is, while you were spiritually sleeping, in the spiritual realm, my God was still working for you. He was still listen, he still had a plan. He still had a plan for you. He still had a plan for you. He was still working on your behalf because you were sleeping. You were snoozing, you were sleeping real good. You were snoring, fed and all, hair done and all, nice house and all, bills paid and all. He was looking out for you. He blessed you. One thing that I know about God is that he's always been faithful. He's always been faithful. Listen, I ain't never met nobody that's just always been faithful. I'm talking about you ain't even been good. You ain't even been your greatest. You ain't even been halfway good. But he's still been faithful to you. He's still been faithful to you. Let me get to my last point so I can let y'all out. Let me get to my last point. Here we go. Oh, I don't have a last point. This is my last point. My last point is every time you turn around, God is blessing you. Even when you don't deserve it. Now, I don't know about y'all. I mentioned this before. Sister Margaret, raise your hand, please. Now, I don't know about y'all, but Sister Margaret loved me and my wife the best. I'm just keeping it real. I don't know about y'all. Now, don't get jealous. Now, after church, don't be running up to my Sister Margaret now and be telling about you need to be sending me some stuff too. Okay? Every Monday morning, rain, sunshine, good, bad, ugly, she gonna send us a scripture for the week. Every single Monday, I'm talking about while I'm sleeping. Listen, while I'm sleeping, while I'm snoozing, somebody working on my behalf. Oh man, listen, I'm trying to get to the closing, but I'm feeling so full right here. Even when life looks the way it looks, in the middle of being busy, the word of God slows me down and said, I need to pour this word into you this week so that you can be the best father you can be, the best husband you can be, the best boss you can be. So I appreciate you, Sister Johnson, for that. Every Monday I look forward to this word, this scripture that she gives me. Because it overflows me the whole week. It makes sure that I align myself. I do a heart check in the morning when I read that scripture. To say, am I lining up with this word of God? Because by the time I leave out of my house, I want to make sure that I'm right. Because too many times I spent a lot of years, man, being spiritually asleep. I spent a lot of years being spiritually asleep. Bumping around in the darkness. thinking that I'm saving some souls, and I ain't did nothing but a hill of beans. I ain't did nothing. Because I was spiritually asleep. But at some point, when will you lock in and say, God, I'm awake. You've got my attention. Listen, when I was a kid, man, I used to have this. I don't know if it was a commercial, but they said you got to wake up and smell the coffee. Was that Folgers? You got to wake up and smell the coffee. And I never understood what that meant. This is a wake-up call for you. Because a lot of things that's going on wrong in your life, it's not because God is doing it. It's because you are spiritually asleep. And it's time for you to wake up. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's stand all over the building. Amen. Okay, I'm going to do that after church. All right. All right. Amen. This is a portion of our service, man. We would like to extend an invitation for those who would like to come up for prayer. If you know that you are spiritually asleep and you want to wake up. It's time, man, for you to wake up. 2026 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. God has some amazing things in store for you, but if you are spiritually asleep, you will never receive them. You will never receive what God has for you if you stay spiritually asleep. So right now is the moment of the time. Amen. Our prayer warriors will come on up. I'm going to have my son move his bed out the way. We're going to have you guys start on this side as we get this broken down. Amen. We'll slide it over this way. Yep. Amen. But God is good. We're going to have an amazing week. I pray that you all got something out of this word on today, that you will take it and hide it in your heart. Amen. And I want you guys to come on back next week. Amen. Amen. Come on back next week. Amen. Because there is going to be a word from the Lord. Amen. With Pastor Duren. Amen. Every head bow, every eye closed. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lord, I thank you for your word on today. Lord, we pray, God, that we would stop being spiritually asleep, God. We want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for always being faithful, even when we don't. For always looking out for us, even when we don't look out for ourselves, God. We want to say thank you. We thank you, God. We need to get it together right now, God. We need for you to open up our eyes, God. Move in our lives, Father, that we would change the neighborhoods, that we would change our city, that we would change our households, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Keep them safe, Father, as they go to their cars and they go home or they go to their various places, God. We love you so much. And it is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And it shall be done. Amen. God bless you all. The altar of God is open. Please come on down if you'd like to have prayer. Amen. Yeah.